Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When Muslim extremists began to kind of label homes and people mm-hmm. with the Arabic letter Nun, it's from the idea of a Nazarene. And so now you've been part of putting together a book, IMN, which would be the equivalent of ours. And it's the subtitle is Inspiring Stories of Christians Facing Islamic Extremists. So tell me a little bit about the content of the book, and why'd you guys put it together in the first place?
Well, the book is about, I mean, it's just stories of Christians who are standing firm against Islamic extremists. And like I said, there are 9 Islamic extremist areas of the world, you know, all the way down from Somalia and Al-Shabaab, Kenya. You remember the Garissa attacks. I mean, you can go to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the Islamic Maghreb. I mean, it's all over the place. Yeah. Even to the Philippines, there are Islamic extremists. In Mindanao, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front is wreaking havoc on Christians, literally killing Christians, forcing them to leave their land. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to capture some of these stories. And it was interesting because when you listen to their stories, and I've literally sat and had tea with persecuted Christians all over the world, you hear themes that sort of challenge your own faith. Mm-hmm.
For those of us who put the Nun on our social media, I did it on Facebook and on Twitter, and then I spent the next 4 months explaining it, which was actually good, because I would click and just send people to the link and try to raise awareness. Was that just a silly waste of time, or did we help raise awareness at all?
No, I think we did, absolutely. You know, it was intended as a slur. It's a derogatory kind of thing. It's kind of like the Jewish star honestly.
David. Yeah.
Exactly, that the Nazis used. But what we've said is Genesis 50:20 says, you know, God can take something like that and use it for good, and that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to kind of redeem it and say, hey, if they're going to have this painted on their house and they're going to be forced to either convert to Islam, pay a jizya tax, leave, or be killed, I'm going to claim this. I'm going to say, you could put that on me. I'll wear a t-shirt that says that. I'll put it on my profile picture.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, how many people now know that Arabic letter? I mean, what other Arabic letters do people know? But they know this. And so you write IMN, and the stories are from different places around the world, or from the 9 regions?
Absolutely.
Okay, so give me some examples. Give me some stories.
Yeah. Well, one of the themes that comes out in the book is forgiveness, which is really surprising, because some of the themes are more, pedestrian, you would think, like faithfulness, sacrifice, courage. You know, this is what you would expect in the book. But then you get to themes like joy and forgiveness. It's remarkable. One of those stories about forgiveness is in a chapter called Point Blank Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a story from Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. And I had a chance to sit with this brother named Habila, met with him in his home and listened to his story. It was incredible. He has a hard time talking now, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But in the evening, one evening, he's in his home in a little village in northern Nigeria. All of a sudden, Boko Haram breaks in, and they say, are you a Christian or a Muslim? He's there with his wife, Vivian, his son, and he's faced with a choice. That evening, 20 Christians were killed in his village. And so they knew what was going on. They were well aware of this wasn't an empty threat.
Right.
But he said, I'm a Christian. And then they turned to his wife. They said, please tell your husband to say he can say the Shahada. He can become a Muslim and we don't have to kill him. She said nothing. And so he was shot in the face, literally shot, laying on the ground, half of his face blown off. They thought he was dead, so they kind of kicked him a little bit and then left. She immediately began to apply pressure to the wound, saved his life. Right. Obviously, we believe God miraculously intervened.
Right.
And to this day, he says this. He says, if I saw the man who shot me, I would hug him and I would tell him that, like Luke 23 said on the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He's like, I believe they don't know what they're doing, and I choose to forgive them.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.